Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića. We'll be right back.
Dobar dan, želim, moje ime Žikica Simić, ovo je Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo jednu novu grupu po prvi put u ovoj našoj emisiji, boga mi, ja mislim i po prvi put na našim talasima uopšte. To je sastav se zove The Record Company, njihov novi album All of This Life je zapravo njihova druga ploča u karijeri. Radi se o grupi koja, kao što ste mogli sami da zaključite slušajući ovu prvu pesmu koja se zove Coming Home, gaji taj neki bazični rock zvuk i vrlo je uspešna u svemu tome, privukao je veliku pažnju kritike. Legendarni američki rock kritičar Bud Skopo je napisao odličan prikaz ove ploče, uporedio ih je čak sa Black Keys i sa Foghat i rekao da sviraju nešto što se zove Fast Lane Freeway Boogie. Bilo šta da je bilo, čuli ste otprilike kako to zvuči. E, mislim ćemo da nastavimo uz Amandu Shires, koja ovih dana ima novi album koji se zove To The Sunset. Amanda Shires je naravno supruga Jasona Isbela i mogu bi se reći princeza Amerikane. Snimila je jako zanimljivu ploču, zvuk je veoma raznovrstan. Jedna od tih pesama se meni dopala, ona se zove Ivy's Daughter i na neki način zvuči kao da Amandu Shires prate The White Stripes, tako to jedna žestoka rokerska svirka, a odmah potom vam predstavljamo i duet iz Michigana koji se zove The War and the Treaty. Njihov album Healing Tide je debitanska ploča i to je jedna izuzetna ploča koja, reklo bi se, i u žanrovskom smislu je zanimljiva zbog toga što ovaj tandem svira zapravo neku vrstu soul Amerikane. Buddy Miller je bio producent ove ploče i svira na ovoj ploči, sve jako zanimljivo i zvuk je raznovrstan, sve od Slaja Stone, Ike i Tine Turner pa do Emilu Harris može se čuti na ovoj ploči, a mi smo vam odabrali pesmu koja se zove All I Wanna Do, koja zapravo najviše podsjeća na neke pesme Slaja Stone iz 60. godina prošlog veka. To ćemo čuti u narednom segmentu, ovo je Amanda Shires.
Sick.
bili su od Warren Treaty, njihov debitanski album Healing Tide u produkciji Buddy'a Millera i pesma All I Wanna Do. Pre toga smo čuli Amandu Shire sa njene nove ploče To The Sunset, pesmu Evie's Daughter. I nastavit ćemo dalje uz Dana Stewarta, legendarnu ličnost američke rock muzike, čoveka koji je nekada 80. i 90. godina prošlog veka predvodio sastav Green on Red, a potom živao jednim vrlo turbulentnim životom, mogu bi se reći životom koji može da stane i u roman. On ovih dana je izdao ploču s kojom se oprašta od rock muzike, Unfortunate Demise of Marlo Billing se zove taj album. Dan Stewart se već jednom oprašta od rock muzike, tako da možda ovo ne treba uzeti potpuno ozbiljno, ali u skladu sa svojom fantastičnom rockerskom reputacijom, Dan Stewart je napravio nekoliko odličnih pesama za ovaj album. Jedna od njih je ova koju ćemo sada pustiti, a koja se zove The Day William Holding Die, koja na neki način koristi činjenicu o tome kako je umro William Holding, koji je bio jedan od najpoznatijih hollywoodskih glumaca i jedan od najvećih zvezda, čovjek koji je čak igrao u Divlji Hordi, umro je nekako sam u toj svojoj vili i ne samo što je umro sam, nego je pronađen tek posle nekoliko dana, tako da su sve te neke okolnosti ostale zabeležene kao druga strana slave. I tu neku činjenicu je Dan Stewart iskoristio kao metaforu za svoja promišljenja o životu. Ono posle Dana Stewarta slušamo i Luka Winslowa Kinga, koga smo imali prilike pre nekoliko godina da čujemo iznenada u Beogradu u jednom kafiću na Kalimegdanu, kada se on tamo pojavio. On ovih dana ima odličnu ploču, Blue Mesa se zove taj album, rađen onako u bluzerskom maniru sa primesama New Orleanskog zvuka, kao što se to može i očekivati od Luke Winslow Kinga. Sa tog albuma vam puštamo pesmu Thought I Heard You, ali prvo Dan Stewart, The Day William Holding Died.
1981, I was 20 years old. And I was living in L.A. with my love. Must have been around 5 when I heard the news that William Holden died. Picked up some beer, skateboarded home. I was feeling a sadness in my bones. Something about the way I'm dying like he did, drunk and all alone. On the day William Holden died, the day William Holden died, I wish I still could feel the way I did back then. On the day William Holden died, the day William Holden died. Well, no one really knows what happened that night. After calling Stephanie on the phone, a bottle in the trash, a backup in the fridge, slip and there you go. Well, it took about a week for the neighbors to complain. Steph is out of town, don't you know? The landlord cracked the door to reveal a gruesome sight, Bill's corpse in the TV glow. On the day William Holden died, the day William Holden died, I wish I still could feel the way I did back then. On the day William Holden died, the day William Holden died. Just for show, drink way too the day when Holden died. The day William Holden died.
Heroi, skitnice i fatalne žene.
But I heard you say goodbye. I thought I heard you maybe tell some lie. I thought I heard you tell me goodbye. I'm not.
slušate drugi program Radio Beograda. Tačno vreme.
Biti drugi. Multimedijalna izložba povodom 60 godina Radio Beograda 2. Kamena sala Radio Beograda, Hilandarska 2, od 18. maja do 7. oktobra. Naslovi naših najpoznatijih emisija i fotografije najčuvenijih novinara. Posetite izložbu i pogledajte kako je rastao Radio Beograd 2. Prijave za posetu izložbi i stručno vođenje kroz zgradu Radio Beograda na telefon 011 655 3170.
Eko.
Jubilarni CD povodom 70 godina od osnivanja Big Benda Radio Televizije Srbije. Big Band RTS-a i Samuel Blazer, Akvarel, u izdanju PGP RTS-a. U prodaji.
Dođite na Kolarac i naučite strani jezik. Rad po najsavremenijim metodama, priprema za polaganje GT ispita i ispita za ostale međunarodno priznate diplome. Popusti za nezaposlene đake, studente i porodični popust. Informacije na 2630480 ili na sajtu www.kolarac.rs. Upis je u toku.
Deset novih hitova na novom albumu Bajage Instruktora, konačno u prodaji u sali Lom, novo CD izdanje u produkciji PGP RTS-a. Bilo bi lako, Noćima sanjam, Severac, Nikad te neću zvati, Loše napisan dan, Rekla si, Nekog ubije grom, Savršen dan, Bajaga i Instruktori.
Eko.
Čuli smo Luka Winslow Kinga i njegovu pesmu Thought I Heard You i Dana Stewart u numeri The Day William Holding Died, a mi se ćemo nastaviti uz Boza Skeggs, jednog od najvećih živih rock muzičara. Boz Skeggs je aktivan i pored poodmaklih životnih godina, aktivan je kao što je bio aktivan i 60. godina prošlog veka kada je nastupao u okviru sastava Steve Miller Band, a kasnije imao fantastično solo karijera obeleženo sa nekoliko izuzetnih ploča. On u 2000. godinama snima albume na kojima na neki način preispituje tu neku muzičku osnovu iz koje je njegova muzika izrasla. I ovih dana je izašao treći album iz te neke serije. Smatruju rock kritiče da se radi o jednoj trilogiji koja je započela 2013. godine albumom Memphis, nastavljena 2015. godine albumom Full to Care i sada album Out of the Blues. Smatraju da je ta trilogija završena. Radi se o zaista fantastičnim proizvodima sa fantastičnim produktima. Ovaj najnoviji album Out of the Blues je na nivou onih prethodnika, a sa njega ćemo vam u večerašnjem izdanju Visi neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2 emitovati pesmu koju je napisao Boz Skeggs, Little Miss Night and Day, koja onako koristi neku muzički legat Chucka Berrya na vrlo zanimljiv način. A onda ćemo i sa prethodna dva albuma koji kompletiraju ovu trilogiju čuti neke pesme. Sa albuma Memphis iz 2013. godine čućemo kako je Boz Skeggs otpevao pesmu Villa de Villa iz doba kada je on svirao sa grupom Ming DeVille pesmu Mix Up Shook Up Girl, a onda ćemo čuti numeru Small Town Talks albuma Full to Care. To je naravno legendarna pesma Bobby Charlesa koju je on napisao u Woodstocku dok je tamo provodio vreme sa članima sastava band i Bobom Dylanom. Ovo je jedan od najvećih živih rock muzičara, Boz Skeggs. On peva fantastično, slušajte ga u numeri Little Miss Night and Day.
She's like a talisman, some kind of mystery pearl. She's my dark angel, my blue-eyed girl. Where the food have gone wrong, or maybe even wrong, but there's all kind of things a man can't find. Long story short, I'm all swept away. I ask her what your name. She said, call me Miss Night and Day. That girl can roll with me now, roll to the break of day. She can roll like she wanna any old kind of way. When she go rockin' round the clock, I call her Little Miss Night and Day.
All small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word they'll try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear, and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, you gotta believe in me. It's all small town talk. It's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And it's small town talk. They tell a lot of lies. Make some people crazy. They never realize that they're sick. We're only two people trying to live together, trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? Could cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they want to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word they'll try to do it every time.
Boss Keks, čuli smo ga u tri numere sa tri njegova različita albuma, a ova poslednja je bila Small Town Talk, legendarna pesma Bobbya Charlesa, pre toga pesma Vidia Devila, Mix Up Shook Up Girl i numera Little Miss Night and Day sa najnovijeg albuma Bossa Keksa, Out of the Blues. Posle pozdrav s Keksa slušamo još jednu zanimljivu rockersku ličnost. Radi se o Peteru Hall sa Apple-u. Peter Hall sa Apple-u je čovjek koji je na rock scenu stupio još 80. godina prošlog veka kao član i lider sastava D-Biz. To je bila jedna grupa koja je nastupala u okviru u to vreme veoma popularnog takozvanog power pop pokreta. Snimili su nekoliko zanimljivih pesama i nekoliko sjajnih albuma, a kasnije je bio poznat kao jedan od najpouzdanijih saradnika sastava R.E.M., vrlo često su ga nazivali petim članom grupe R.E.M. Ovih dana je Peter Hall sa Apple izdao solo album posle duže pauze, album se zove Game Day i zaista se radi o jednoj ploči koja je potpuno na nivou reputacije ovog fantastičnog muzičara. S tog njegovog albuma čućemo pesmu Continental Drifters, koja je zanimljiva zbog toga što ima isti naslov kao jedna grupa koja je Peter Hall sa Apple 90. godina prošlog veka predvodio i na neki način ona predstavlja njegovo elaboriranje uspomena vezanih za rad sa tim sastavom i to me istovremeno i podsjetilo na tu odličnu grupu koja se ne sluša često na našim talasima, pa ćemo posle numere Continental Drifters čuti Continental Drifters, ali u pesmi Daddy Just Wants It to Rain sa njihovog albuma Vermilion koji je izašao 1998. godine. To je grupa koja je predvodio Peter Hall sa Apple-a, u okviru koje su nastupale Vicky Patterson i Susanna Cowsville, dve poznate američke pevačice, a takođe i neki muzičari koji poznati po saradnji sa sastavom Dream Syndicate. Evo kako to sve zvuči, Peter Hall sa Apple, jedan zanimljiv rockerski lik u numeri Continental Drifters.
All that beer and all the songs and all that sound, all the one most of all.
Yeah. Daddy was the eldest of ten, and my mama was an only child. She must have represented back then the part of him that couldn't go wild. She was free, something he could never be, 'cause Daddy was the one who always took responsibility. They met at a USO dance hall at the start of the Second World War. She was gentle, kind, and intelligent, something Dad had never known before. And they danced. Later on came the romance. His daddy shipped out before he had the chance to ask for her hand. But it all turned out all right, and he was laying in his hammock at night, dreaming of a family and home with the woman that he left behind. At night his shipmates would go check out the bars, Daddy just stare at the stars, dream of her till he thought he might lose his mind. They got married on VE Day by the preacher from my mama's church. Mama always dreamed of a honeymoon, but Daddy had to go back to work. He plowed those fields since the Navy never taught him a trade. Mama'd make his lunch and then eat it out. '50s, Georgie, Herman, and me. And we grew up wanting for nothing till Georgie saw his first TV. It was the Christmas of 1959. There was a console in the living room. Oh, Mama and the boys watched variety shows. Daddy just stared out at the moon. Drought hit hard in the '60s, and the irrigation couldn't control. Mama sighed when they sold the farm, but Daddy lost a piece of his soul. He says hard work is a virtue, you should always work as hard as you can. He said hard work will never hurt you, We never said nothing about the land. Yeah, but Mama always told us boys we should follow the golden rule. Always look for the good in the other guy, but never be anyone's fool. Then Daddy'd laugh a little, then he'd look out at his weather vane. Oh, Mama wants a rainbow, Daddy just wants it to rain. Family in a nice part of the city. Mom had helped Gina with the grandchildren and tried to make the house look pretty. But Daddy'd sit at his window from when he got up till he went to bed. So knowing that he'd failed his family, he couldn't get it out of his head. Summer 1978, when Mama caught pneumonia and died. Daddy lost his will that fall. Now they're buried side by side. And in the midst of all our grief, George said to our relief, oh, Mama got a rainbow and it started to rain. Said Mama got a rainbow and it started to rain. It started to rain. It started to rain. It started to rain. It started to rain.
Bili su ovo Continental Drifters sa albuma Vermilion, pesma Daddy Just Want It to Rain. To je pesma, rock pesma, zapravo pretvorena u jednu poručnu sagu, kao što ste to mogli da čujete. A tu pesmu je napisao Peter Hall Sepple. Čuli smo ga i sa njegovog najnovijeg solo albuma Game Day, koji se nedavno pojavio u numeri koja se zove isto kao ova grupa koja je sad završila, Continental Drifters. Rekao smo već da je Peter Hall Sepple svoju karijeru započeo sa sastavom D-Biz. To je bila jedna vrlo zanimljiva grupa, veoma cenjena od strane rock kritika, boga mi omiljena i od publike 80. godina prošlog veka. Zajedno sa Peterom Hall Sepplom u okviru tog sastave nastupao i Crim Stamey, koji je bio također autor pesama i pevač u toj grupi. Znači, sve pesme koje su D-Biz svirali su napisala ta dva autora, Peter Hall Sepple i Crim Stamey. I evo, kad smo već čuli Petera Hall Sepple, da čujemo i Krisa Stamija, koji se inače ovih dana pre svega bavi producentskim poslom i snima zaista zanimljive ploče sa novim američkim rock muzičarima, ali 2004. godine u pratnji članova sastava Yola Tango pod imenom The Chris Stamey Experience, on je snimio album A Question of Temperature, koji je jedna ploča koju ja jako volim i na kojoj se nalazi zaista jedan zanimljiv repertoar, a među tim pesmama se također izdvaja numera Macaulay Street, Let's Go Downtown, koja je na neki način slična i sa ovom pesmom koja se malo pre završila sastava Continental Drifters, jer opet se bavi nekim porodičnim odnosima. ali ovog puta na žestok gitaristički način. Sastav Chris Tame Experience, Macaulay Street.
Candy lives upstairs with 110 stories cut out of a New Yorker. She lights Bel Airs from the top of the stove, one after another. The father's dead, killed by the bodyguard hired by her mother. Candy lives upstairs with a cat named Dog, a fish named Rover.
ten stories got out of the New Yorker. She sits and stares, plays Joan Baez over and over. I sweep the porch, a week's worth of bills, card invitations. Candy lives upstairs.
Sastav Chris Tame Experience, zapravo grupa koja je nastupila u okviru projekta koje je Chris Tame napravio. Članovi sastava Yola Tango čine ovu grupu pored Chrisa Tamea. Čuli smo ih u numeri Macaulay Street sa tog albuma iz 2004. godine. A ovih dana How Gelb, koji je naš omiljeni rock muzičar, koji je inače svoje vremena predvodio sastav Giant Sand, je opet napravio jedno iznenađenje. On je naime svoj debitanski album sa sastavom Giant Sand Valley of Rain presnimio sa novom ekipom muzičara pod istim nazivom, naravno Giant Sand, ali album se zove Returns to Valley of Rain. Vratili su se u dolinu kiše i snimili sve ove pesme ponovo na, u drugom aranžmanu i u drugim ovaj, na drugačiji način. Pored nekih novih muzičara koji sada nastupaju u okviru sastava Giant Sand, tu su se pojavili dva originalna člana prve postave grupe Giant Sand, mogu bi se reći kultni bubnjar Winston Watson, koji je pored toga što je svirao za Giant Sand, odsvirao i 500 i više koncerata sa Bobom Dylanom u njegovom pratećem bendu, a takođe i basista Scott Gerber je nastupao. Pored njih je tu svoje mesto našao i Kid Congo Powers, takođe legendarni lik američke rock muzike koga znamo kao člana sastava Gun Club. I eto, to je to. Znači, How Gelb nam uvek priređuje neka nova izrađenja. Mi ćemo sada čuti dve pesme sa albuma Returns of Valley of Rain, znači dve stare Giant Sand pesme u nekim novim aranžmanima. Prvo od njih je Barrio, a druga već legendarna Death, Dying and Channel 5. Ovo su Giant Sand. Hey! Sit with me. Stay with me a while. I could use any excuse to make me smile. I had a girl, but now she's gone. And I had a band, but everything inside's all gone. But now they're all gone. I guess I was living a life, but the spirit thought it was wrong. Thought it was wrong. Barrio,
all my pills. Stormy weather prevails. I had a good girl, swore she was a saint. We painted the whole town red till we ran out of paint. Reaper walks down. Likes to stop in when you don't know what to do. I hope you got nothing planned today. Somewhere you swear you swore you heard someone say, today's a good day to die. Or so said that actor. So mom and dad could put more food up on their shelf.
Just waking up to die.
bio Hauk Galbus u najnovijem projektu koji se sastoji u tome što je ponovo presnimio debitanski album sastava Giant Sand Valley of Rain, ovog puta pod imenom Returns to Valley of Rain, sa novom ekipom muzičara u kojoj se pojavljuju i neki originalni članovi kao što je Winston Watson i Scott Garber, originalni članovi prve postave Giant Sand. Ovo što je Hauk Galbus radio ove godine, prošle godine uradio i Lucinda Williams, ona je 2017. godine presnimila u potpunosti svoj album Sweet Old World, opet sa novom ekipom muzičara i u novim aranžmanima su pesme urađene. I evo da čujemo kako je Lucinda prošle godine napravila taj isti posao. Zanimljiva je ta potreba tih velikih rock muzičara da se ponovo pozabave nekim svojim prošlim materijalima i da ih eto prezentuju na neki novi način. Sa albuma koji je izašao 2017. godine pod imenom This Sweet Old World čućemo kako Lucinda Williams izvodi dve pesme koje se inače originalno nalaze na tom njenom albumu iz 1992. godine, Sweet Old World. Prvo njih će biti Driving Down a Dead End Street, to je zapravo pesma He Never Get Enough Love, tako se zvala na prvom izdanju albuma Sweet Old World. Ovog puta je promenjen naslov i promenjen je donekle tekst, a druga pesma je Lines Around Your Eyes. To je već čuvena pesma Lucinda Williams. Evo kako te numere zvuče u tom novom aranžmanu sa albuma This Sweet Old World koje se pojavio 2017. godine. Lucinda Williams.
His mama ran off when he was just a kid, so he never really knew her at all. Just a picture of a girl in a sad blue dress hanging beside a cross on the wall. His daddy used to drive those 18-wheelers. Now he drives the bottle deep into the night. He was always saying, son, you're just no good. You'll never do anything right. The screams and the bruises and the broken bottles, these were things he understood. From busted chairs to a broken heart, he got away as soon as he could. When he was just 18, he got his fairy own gun and shot a kid near a liquor store one night. He was all mixed up. He never understood why. He was only looking to prove his daddy right. He was driving down a dead end street. He was never gonna get back on his feet. Somewhere deep down inside, he knew he was driving down a dead end. Thank you. no matter what he did, it'll never be enough. He was hung up and strung out and worse. He learned to fight and he learned to run. So he figured he had nothing to lose. He was driving down the dead-end street. He was never gonna get back on his feet. Somewhere deep down inside, driving down a dead-end street. He was driving down a dead-end street. He was never gonna get back on his feet. Somewhere deep down inside, driving down a dead-end street. He was driving down a dead-end street.
Around.
Eko.
Bilo bi lako da nije tako kako je.
10 novih hitova na novom albumu Pajage Instruktora, konačno u prodaji u sali Lom, novo CD izdanje u produkciji PGP RTS-a. Bilo bi lako, Noćima sanjam, Severac, Nikad te neću zvati, Loše napisan dan, Rekla si, Nekog ubije grom, Savršen dan, Pajaga i Instruktori.
Dođite na Kolarac i naučite strani jezik. Rad po najsavremenijim metodama, priprema za polaganje GT ispita i ispita za ostale međunarodno priznate diplome. Popusti za nezaposlene đake, studente i porodični popust. Informacije na 2630480 ili na sajtu www.kolarac.rs. Upis je u toku.
Eko.
Čuli smo Lucindu Williams sa njenog albuma iz 2017. godine This Sweet Old World, koji zapravo predstavlja remake njenog albuma Sweet Old World iz 1992. godine u dve pesme. Prva od njih je bila Driving Down a Dead End Street, a druga Lines Around Your Eyes. Ova prva zapravo je pesma koja se zove, koja se originalno zvala He Never Got Enough Love, ali je Lucinda u ovoj novoj izvedbi ove pesme promenila naslov i promenila i refren, tako da se ono sad zove ovako kako što sam malo pre rekao. A evo, zanimljivo je sada posle ovih projekata od tih muzičara kao što su How Gelb i Lucinda Williams čuti kako su te pesme koje su oni sad izveli na novi način zvučale u svojoj originalnoj verziji tamo kad se pojavile 85. odnosno 92. godine na albumima sastava Giant Sand i Lucinda Williams. Pa u tom smislu ćemo sada čuti Giant Sand sa albuma Valley of Rain iz 1985. godine, čućemo pesmu Death, Dying and Channel 5, a čućemo i kako je Lucinda Williams na albumu Sweet Old World iz 1992. godine izvela pesmu He Never Get Enough Love, koja se u novoj verziji zove Driving Down a Dead End Street. Ovo su Giant Sand.
The Reaper Walks down your avenue. He likes to stop in when you don't know what to do. Hope you got nothing planned today. And somewhere you swear you remember you heard someone say, today's a good day to die. So says that actor down on Channel 5. 'Cause when you're just about living, you're just about dying, and that's all the same thing. When you're just about living, you really are dying, and they're both the same thing. You're looking down in Kansas, he said. Well, it's hard to look thrilled when you feel about half past dead. So the little boy has to kill himself, so mom and dad could put more food on their shelf. And today's a good day to die, so they said in that movie on Channel 5. 'Cause when you're just about living, you're just about dying, and they're both really the same thing. About living, you really are dying. They all hold the same thing. Maybe we're just waking up to die anyway. Maybe we're just waking up to die. I knew a man, he had a girl. They built their own house and it meant all the world. Now she looks at him with a tear-stained face. Maybe we're just waking up to die anyway. Maybe we're just waking up to die. He had two jobs, he was never home, and when he'd come back she'd still be in bed alone, looking at him with a tear-stained face. Maybe we're just waking up to die, just in case. Maybe we're just waking up, and why try? Oh.
drops right in when I don't know what to say. If you're the rainy day man, then go away and come again some other day. It's not such a good day to die today. I turned off the man on channel 5 anyway. So you're just about living, you're just about dying, and that's a whole different thing. When you're just about living, you're still alive, and that's a whole different thing. Maybe we're just waking up to try anyway. Maybe we're just waking up to
his mama ran off when he was just a kid, so he never really knew her at all. Just a picture of a girl in a sad blue dress hanging beside. His daddy used to drive those 18-wheelers. Now he drives the bottle deep into the night. He was always saying, son, you're just no good. You'll never do anything right. He never.
Lucinda Williams iz 1992. godine, He Never Got Enough Love sa albuma Sweet Old World, pre toga Giant Sand, Death, Dying and Channel 5 sa albuma Valley of Rain iz 85. godine prošlog veka. To su znači bili ti projekti o kojima smo hteli nešto da kažemo, a zanimljivo da se i drugi muzičari bave pločama drugih autora, pa ih presnimavaju u celosti. Takav jedan poduhvat su napravili i članovi sastava Hollis Brown, jedne vrlo zanimljive njujorške grupe, koji su 2014. godine u potpunosti presnimili album sastava Velvet Underground Loaded pod imenom Hollis Brown Gets Loaded. Hollis Brown je naravno ime preuzeto iz one čuvene pesme Boba Dylana, balada o Hollisu Brownu, i to je naziv ove grupe koji na neki način određuje i njihovu rockersku orijentaciju. I mi ćemo ih sada čuti kako su eto oni u okviru tog svog projekta Gets Loaded izveli pesmu Lou Reed'a Train Around the Bend. A odmah potom ćemo čuti britansku fantastičnu folk pevačicu Tiu Gilmore, koja je takođe 2011. godine u potpunosti presnimila Dylanov album John Wesley Harding od pesme do pesme. Uradila je to na jedan vrlo kompetentan način i evo je u večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2 u legendarnoj pesmi sa tog Dylanovog albuma All Along the Watchtower. Ali pre nego što Tia Gilmore zapeva tu već legendarnu Dylanovu pesmu, slušamo Hollis Brown, njujorški band u numeri Lou Reed'a Train Around the Bend. Tila Gilmore sa njenog albuma John Wesley Harding, koji zapravo predstavlja njenu verziju te čuvene ploče Boba Dylana. Čuli smo pesmu All Along the Watchtower, a pre toga smo čuli njujorski band Hollis Brown, koji je sa njihove verzije albuma Loaded sastava Velvet Underground izveo pesmu Train Around the Band. I na taj način smo kompletirali ovaj neki ponovni pogled na stvari rokerske prošlosti, a sada nastavljamo sa tekućom produkcijom i došli smo do ploče koja je na neki način i možda i kruna do sadašnje sezone. Radi se o novom albumu američke pevačice Nico Case. Album se zove Hell On. Ja mislim da nema ni jednog prikaza koji nije bio fantastičan, koji nije ocenio ovu ploču kao neverovatan uspeh ove zanimljive pevačice, i mislim da je to potpuno opravdano. Sa ovog albuma Hell On, Nico Case, čućemo pesmu Curse of the I-5 Corridor, u kojoj ona nastupa zajedno sa Markom Laneganom. A onda ćemo čuti Kellya Stoltza, koji je snimio novu ploču, Natural Causes se zove ta ploča. Kelly Stoltz je zanimljiv autor iz San Francisco, koji stvara neku vrstu pop muzike prilagođenu novom vremenu i zaista uživa veliku reputaciju među svojim kolegama. Imao sam prilike da u toku jednog razgovora sa Čakom Profitom u Kotoru primetim sa kolikim oduševljenjem on govori o muzici Kellya Stoltza. Čućemo ovog zanimljivog autora u pesmi How Psychedelic of You sa tog njegovog novog albuma Natural Causes. Ovo je Nico Case.
Waited too long to write this down. The startling sensation is fading. The sweet, sweet burn of the first drink of the night underage. Knowing that you're gonna get away with it. You were a good man before you knew it. And I'm not vain enough to think that I'd have been good for you if I'd stayed. In the current of your life, I was an eyelash in the shipping lanes. And now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on. I miss the smell of mystery. Reverb leaking out of tavern doors and not knowing how the sounds were made. So I left home and faked my ID. I fucked every man that I wanted to be. I was so stupid then. Why should mystery give its last name?
Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go
home alone tonight.
dirty garbage miles, making wet cigarette butts and used tires, to be poor as the anchor that makes us so sure. Your sandy voice across my brow, you haven't aged a day. Is it because you took a shortcut that makes people say you're crazy? Is it true? You're a time traveler, you. Is it true? I've seen crazy too. Well, can it be a comfort between us? Because I never want to know for sure. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Instrumental over the bridge. Excitement is a yellow curve. My dream awake leaps through my window from the highway. You turn my head and set the brake too late. At least the T is a metric ton.
Oh, it is so easy. You haven't gained a day. 69. Put some chorus on the drums and everything will be fine.